It's been a tough summer for sports fans. For sports journalists, maybe even tougher. Fans could pick and choose how much they paid attention to the Michael Vick dogfighting case, or the NBA and its betting scandal, or the ongoing saga of Barry Bonds and his alleged doping. Reporters had to stare into the abyss on a daily basis. That often made them cranky, cynical, and, as NPR's Tom Goldman found out, hungry to rediscover the good side of sports.
The dogfighting story hit David Fleming hard.
I actually spent a lot of time with Michael Vick. I've written 3 cover stories on him. I've spent the entire summer with him in 2003.
Fleming is a senior writer for ESPN, the magazine.
And it's a gut punch, you know, at some point, that a guy who you think is a pretty decent person ends up having this entire sort of monstrous side to him. And so, yeah, I mean, it puts your guard up.
Which is why Fleming laughed at former NFL quarterback Archie Manning. Fleming was doing a story recently about Manning's football camp for kids located in Louisiana. Manning explained that his star quarterback sons, Eli of the New York Giants and Peyton of the Super Bowl champion Indianapolis Colts, were completely involved in the camp. And Fleming, the growing cynic, battered by a summer of scandal, laughed. Surely, Peyton and Eli would do the usual drive-by in a limo and wave at the campers routine, he thought. But Archie Manning said, "You don't believe me?
They're over there. Go over there right now." And, you know, I walked across 5 fields, and sure enough, I mean, it's 100 degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning. And there they are, you know, giving tips and running through drills and throwing out routes to 8th graders. I mean, it was an amazing sight.
And a rejuvenating experience, the kind veteran sports columnist Ann Killian had in Sweden. Killian writes for the San Jose Mercury News. Being in the Bay Area, she says she's been fascinated and a bit battered by constantly covering San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds.
You know, I remember as a little kid, like, getting goosebumps or tears in my eyes watching certain things in sports, and that's one of the things, the fact that watching sports could provoke such strong emotional responses in me is something that drew me to this profession. And yes, sometimes when you sit in a press box with a lot of sports reporters and you're analyzing how many people are booing in the crowd when the home run champion steps to the plate, you can feel a little cynical about that.
Killian's summer included a trip to Gothenburg, Sweden, with her 12-year-old daughter, Caitlin. Caitlin and her soccer team played in the biggest youth tournament in the world, the Gothia Cup. Killian watched the girls experience sports as a common language.
Playing pickup soccer on the playground with, you know, a U-14 Swedish boys team, or trying out their Spanish on a team from Guadalajara where few of the kids spoke English, or, you know, getting some pointers from some girls from Norway. I mean, it was just a real experience.
I, too, found myself pacified this summer by watching my soccer-playing daughter and the lessons she learned on green fields about competition and teamwork. Children remain our sports refuge, not tainted by drugs and money. Yes, there are many professional athletes who still embody the good. And yes, as Ann Killian notes, there can be a hard edge in youth sports.
The day my story on our experience in Sweden ran, my daughter's team was in a championship game of a tournament, you know, just a youth soccer tournament, and the parents on the other team were harassing our girls, and 2 of them had to get ejected from the sideline.
But at least she'll always have Sweden, at least until the next scandal. Tom Goldman, NPR News.